Shake. Silence. Prop. Slam. Shake. Silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Trane dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Upstate Hemp and Easley is your one-stop shop for all things CBD. Enjoy outstanding customer service, hemp education, and a wide range of made-in-the-USA CBD products. Enjoy the family-friendly atmosphere and personalized service to find the right products at an affordable price to help with anxiety, insomnia, and inflammation. Offering oils with or without THC, gummies, edibles, teas, lotions, vape cartridges, pet products, and more. Visit Upstate Hemp and experience the difference at 225 South Pendleton Street, downtown Easley.
Ramona, do me a favor. Look up Georgia's schedule. I want to take a look at that schedule. Captain Jim will get to you in a minute. Before we get going here, let me tell you about my friends at Turner's Jewelers. That special gift for your special someone's at Turner's Jewelers. Beautiful selection of jewelry, silver, gold, precious gemstones, diamonds. Turner's has necklaces, watches, bracelets, earrings, and gorgeous charms to mark any occasion. They can design and create custom jewelry for a truly unique gift. Go see the full Pandora collection of fine jewelry. Turner's is the ideal choice for engagement and wedding rings. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. Mark stocks the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. No one is close. Again, stocks something in everyone's price range. They also have silicone wedding bands, some including a tiger paw. Trust a family tradition of fantastic personal service for more than 60 years. Start your jewelry shopping today at turnersjewelers.com. You don't need a special occasion. A gift from Turner's makes any day special. Plus, they pay top dollar prices for your old gold or silver. Just bring it in. Choose that one-of-a-kind gift you'll treasure forever, crafted and given with love. Visit today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca next to Belk. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. You will thank me later, I promise. Dave says, Scotty sounds like a drunken packer. That's wrong.
I thought he didn't today.
Texter says, no, he didn't. He was off the 151 today. Texter says, Shipley moving to slot will jumpstart the offense for DJ. Well, he's not moving to slot. He's the starting running back. You know, Shipley's been named the starting running back now. And Rona, if you remember, before the year began, we said that Will Shipley will be named the starting running back by week four of the season. That was a road rage prediction before the year. Specifically, it was like our Deshaun Watson prediction, despite all the, you know, the Cole Stout gives us the best chance to win. You know, we said that Deshaun would be the starter by game four, and that turned out against North Carolina. And we said the same thing before this year, that Shipley would be the starting tailback by game four. He's clearly the best running back on this team. And now Lynn J. Dixon has entered the transfer portal. So he's not a part of this group anymore. And quite honestly, he wasn't contributing in a positive way to the situation, it would appear. So, you know, at least that's what the outside appearance is. Regardless, he had been passed. Everybody has been passed by Will Shipley because he's a Christian McCaffrey clone. That's who and what he is. And you'll see it moving forward. He's a frosh, all right? And you have to understand that. But he's clearly the best running back on this team. Now, again, I think the question is, does Will Taylor become a factor in the slot at some point during this year, or is he still just part of the quarterback room? But I think that's going to depend what happens moving forward. what happens with this whole group. My belief on Clemson's offense right now is they just need continuity. They need to play more games together, and they will get better. Unfortunately, the second most difficult challenge on the schedule is up now, and at a time that Clemson's not playing their best football. I mean, not anything close to their best football. I don't know where you'd rank that in terms of, you know, if you say 100% is your best football, where is Clemson right now? I'd say like 60, 65%. Yeah, and almost all of that is on the defensive side. All right, Ronnie, give me that schedule before I go to the phones. You there?
Yeah, it moved. Okay, their next game is at Vanderbilt.
Okay. Next?
Okay, you're not going to comment?
No.
And then they have Arkansas.
Okay, and that game is...
It's at home.
Okay. You know, that's going to be a really interesting contest because that's going to be strength against strength. I think Arkansas might be the most physical team in the SEC in terms of that running attack. They trucked Texas as we knew they would. That's going to be a strength against strength game. Arkansas, this is the most physically imposing Arkansas team I've seen since like Lou Holtz was at Arkansas. That's a long time. Captain Jim, how are you? Captain Jim? Okay, I'm putting him on hold, Ramona. Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing well. How about you?
Good, Justin. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, well, I'm a Georgia fan, but I just wanted to call and get your thoughts on Florida, and I'm sorry if you've already talked about it some, but as I'm looking at the rest of Georgia's schedule, you know, coming into this year, I thought we would roll through Florida considering all they lost, but right now I'm pretty concerned about them. Do you think they're actually good, or do you just think that was Bama not being that good?
Well, Bama's not as stout defensively as you are in the front seven, and that became clear as the game went on. If Alabama's not imposing their will on offense, they can have will imposed on their defense. Whether Florida can line up and do that against Georgia is another question. But one thing that definitely happened in that game, they got a lot more confident. They come out of that game way more confident than they went into it, and especially at the quarterback position, where I think Emory Jones comes out of that game with a lot more confidence than he did. So, yeah, I mean, I think, Justin, it looks to me like Georgia-Florida is probably going to be a pretty darn entertaining game.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm actually hoping, and there's only a very slight chance of this happening, I think, but I'm hoping LSU can knock a little steam out of them. They've got to go to LSU. Maybe they can pull it off again this year and beat them.
Yeah, LSU's creating some tackles for loss and some sacks. They've been pretty good in that category. Max Johnson was a little better last week, so we'll see about that moving forward. You know, it's hard to know what LSU is. But, you know, there's also a truth about all these teams, home and away. You know, I mean, the Florida that we witnessed was at home. What will they look like in Baton Rouge? You know, remains to be seen. You know, I do think home field means more this year than maybe it's meant in, say, 20 years. I just think that off a COVID year where visitors ruled, visitors are now finding out that life's really tough in completely juiced stadiums.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Justin. Good call. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think going into the year, it was reasonable to think that Georgia was going to impose their will on Florida. I think based on what we saw this weekend, probably not. You know, I think that Florida's now represents a very real challenge to Georgia. I think Arkansas is going to represent a real challenge to Georgia. And again, I think it will be a tough physical football game. And if Georgia reverts to, you know, their norm and doesn't play aggressive offensively, they're subject to lose any of those games. You know, Georgia still seems perfectly capable of throwing up a 14 or something, or a 17. And if they do that, then obviously they're vulnerable to being beaten. Do we have Captain Jim back, Ramona?
Yes.
Okay. Captain Jim. Captain Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Captain Jim.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you do. Appreciate you staying with
us. Okay, good. Well, I always love your show, Walt, and I love your predictions. They almost always come true, and but I think that if the Clemson coaches would listen to WCCP, I'm not talking about you. I mean the callers seem to have all the answers, and if they just follow the advice of all those callers. And I think Clemson would do better, don't you?
No.
No, I know you don't. that was supposed to.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. It was
that
funny.
That was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, it was. It was funny.
Yeah. All right. I know y'all have forgotten about the 20th century, but I grew up when Bobby Dodd and Frank Howard were playing each other over and over again, and Georgia Tech used to win every time. But and Bobby Dodd would not play Clemson in Clemson. He insisted on playing in Atlanta, and we went along with it and played in Atlanta, and usually got our tail whipped when he did that. But you probably talked about that. I don't know if you have or not, but that's the. It seems like that most people have just forgotten, as I said, about the 20th century. But it was, you know, no kidding. I mean, that was not a joke. That was the truth.
I know.
You never. And that's where I live in the past, Walt.
There's nothing wrong with that. We need some people who lived in the past, Jim. We need that knowledge that you bring.
I love Clemson football, always have, and always pull for Clemson. I'm just hoping they're going to do better as time goes on. I think they've got a 90% chance of beating NC State. That's my prediction. So, we'll see.
All right, Captain Jim, good job. Good talking to you, as always.
Okay.
Hey, Ramona. You know, the Saints on offense last week, as I indicated, produced 6 first downs. In the entire contest, Jameis Winston, not good. Reddit College Football, Trent sent me this. It has a picture of the smoke coming out of the top of the New Orleans Superdome.
Yeah.
With a caption, "The smoke is back," indicating a new Saints quarterback has not been selected.
Did you retweet that?
Not yet, but I'm going to right now. That's good stuff. In other words, in Pope fashion, that's too funny. Maybe that is what it indicates. But you know, really, those people have had it rough. You know, I mean, really rough.
They have, and all then, seriousness.
And
yes.
And then the symbol of the Saints. You know, really to a degree, the whole community. To be, smoking on fire, not good. Who's up here next? Tess says, "Well, how far can my Raiders go if the defense holds up?" Yeah, look, Max Crosby, the defense looking good, putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, which is something they'd not been able to do. And you have more experience on the back end of that defense now. You know, recently in the last few years, you've played with young players at safety, and they've not played well. Now you have a more experienced back end, and I think that has made an enormous difference for the Raiders. Obviously, you're going to have to get back to run the football a little bit when Jacobs is healthy. You can't just be all air Derek Carr. But, hey, look, the Raiders have 2 good wins. Those are 2 good wins. Now, we can't forget that the Raiders were 6-3 last year and then collapsed. So, you know, you're going to have to avoid that. But I think the defense is better. And that alone makes the Raiders more dangerous. Now, that division is brutally tough. Brutally tough. I want to talk some NFL tonight. We haven't yet talked about the Baltimore-Kansas City game, which was a game for the ages, and a game for Lamar Jackson. An enormous game for the Ravens, an enormous game for Lamar Jackson. We'll talk about that on the other side. I guess we're at break. Is that it, Ramona? All right, so here's what we'll do. When we come back, it is Clemson Dominates, Robert, Jason, Marcel. I'm coming to all of you in just a minute. We'll take a quick break. Waltip to the road rage. We'll be right back.
As the seasons change, maybe it's time to change your current car to a hot, fun-to-drive Mazda. Whether you're tailgating, winding through the mountains enjoying fall colors, or driving around town, every ride is better in a new Mazda. Bradshaw Mazda has 0% financing, plenty of styles to choose, and a simple buying experience. We don't hassle you, we help you. Come see Mazda. Hot, stylish, and a huge upgrade from your current ride. And with 0%, maybe you'll lower your payment too. Bradshaw Mazda, where our cars are just easy to buy. See our specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Let's talk about game changers. Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
It's bow time. The new Bo's Chicken Sandwich is so hand-breaded, so big league crunchy, and so good. Try it for just $3.99 only at Bojangles.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop, where we have everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who founded the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they are Clemson through and through, and don't sell any other college apparel. Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, Russell Athletic, and Comfort Colors are just some of the brands you'll find at the Tiger Sports Shop. The Tiger Sports Shop is locally owned and operated and ready to make your game day the best. Visit them in downtown Clemson or 1102 Tiger Boulevard or our newest location on Highway 76 in Pendleton or 24/7 at tigersports.com.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
It says a lot when the same guy has been running the service department at George Coleman Ford for nearly 30 years. Kurt Shockley oversees a team that takes care of any make or model. They offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle, and there are no hidden fees. Plus, the service department's open Saturdays until 1. And you want to know a secret? They're about to begin changes that will take them into the next millennium. Call the George Coleman Ford Service Department at 834-6080. You'll thank me later.
Oh, okay. According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall invites you to their special VIP event now through September 26th. This event will feature pre-owned jewelry, retired styles, trade-ins, vendor samples, super clearance, and more. North America's largest family-owned jeweler for 75 years, Reed's Jewelers Associates look forward to helping you find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's Special VIP event now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Wall tip to the Broadway. We were talking during the break, and I said, you know, we were talking about the people of New Orleans and Moroni's and of Louisiana, and Moroni's saying, well, I don't understand why they just don't move, why they don't live there. And I said, yeah, at least to the northern part of the state. I said, the part you can't get out of. And you said, what?
I said, why can't you get out of it?
I don't know. You just can't.
What does that mean?
I've been to New Orleans a couple times, and I remember trying to. This is a long time ago, many years ago. I remember trying to like exit New Orleans to the north, like getting out of Louisiana to the north.
Oh, yeah.
It's like impossible to get out of. The roads look like major roads.
And they're not. They just keep going back to the city.
It just seems like all I remember is it like seems like it took me forever to get out of Louisiana going to the north. So that's all I remember.
Oh.
I was in the French Quarter both times. That place, man, first of all, if you carry a wallet, you better have it on a leash. And then it is just filled with scammers of every type. The food was great, but it is filled with scammers of every single type.
I feel bad for them because they are just hit every year over and over.
Yeah, they are.
It's just terrible for them.
Well, you know, it's the choices you make. You know, you love the place enough that you know that this is a part of your existence. Like people who live on the Outer Banks. You know, you know you're going to get hit with stuff. So the insurance companies, which becomes a bit of a dilemma. Let me get back to the Vive Broadband Communication phone lines. Before I do, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of the business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. It's the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate and Midland since 1935, family-owned and operated, 4 generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor. contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. Just dial the number, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online at gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. By the way, Tyler Davis probably out for the year. Obviously, a major loss for Clemson. Tyler showed what kind of warrior he is again in this past game, playing through that injury. But now he will probably be lost for the year. So it's up to, you know, some of the younger guys at defensive tackle. Trey Williams. I thought Williams played well in that game the other day. And I think he's becoming a bigger and bigger factor himself. So there are still a lot of pieces. That defensive line is still absolutely loaded. By the way, I'm sure people have. And I'm sure people have probably given the answer. Maybe Killian Kwok asked this question. I have no idea. But I don't remember hearing the answer because I don't normally care about such things at all as numbers or any of that. But why is Brian Brzee 11? I'm sure somebody has asked that question. So since somebody's asked, Brian Brzee has probably answered, and some of you out there probably know what that answer was. So write me and tell me why Brian Brzee is 11. I'm just sort of curious. Back to the phones, and it is Clemson Dominates up first. Clemson Dominates, how are you?
Hey, real good, Walt.
Good to have you.
So, yeah, I know in high school I think he wore 55, and I think another year he might have worn 44. So, and I think 55 might have been taken, so might have been his next choice. I don't know. But he could wear it in the pros now that they did that number change. Yeah. So
You know what? I'll bet you they rescind that next year because that decision, I think, is posing them lots of problems, but we'll see.
Nah, T. Higgins has already announced he's changing to number 5. It's there to stay. They're not gonna reverse it, you know, because
I'll bet they do after this year. It's just too much of a problem. Too many big names on offense complaining about it.
Let him complain. Yeah. Tom Brady's been complaining his whole career, so man. I mean, I don't think Tom Brady himself is going to get it changed. So
I don't think it's just him though. But you know, I don't know that Brady's been complaining his whole career. I don't really remember Brady complaining about anything. He's basically been silent his whole career, but he doesn't like this, and I think with good reason. I mean, I think it's sort of deceptive.
I mean, they do fine with it in college, so yeah. What's the deal, you know? Well, just because he's been set in his ways for 20 years, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, the college quarterbacks don't have any problem with it, so just get used to it, you know? I think it's cool. I think players should be able to wear whatever number they want, and I thought, you know, when they told Doug Flutie he had to wear number two instead of number 22, that was stupid, and you know, I think if a quarterback wanted to wear 33, he should be able to wear number 33. You know, I don't think that it seems just dictatorial, like a dictatorship. So I just think it's stupid. But
we will respectfully disagree on this point then, because I just think that I think position groups should have numbers, and I think and we'll see what happens. I'm guessing it does return that they ixnay this after this year, this little experiment, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to make a bet for a meal on it. So, yeah. As far as Clemson goes, their inability to stretch the field, you know, they don't have Cornell Powell, who they were using for deep shots at the end of last year, or before that, T. Higgins. You know, they don't have that guy that they just trust to throw the ball down the field to. And, you know, that's really hampering the offense. It's hurting the run game. They're not able to, because if you know every play is going to be within 15 yards, it makes it pretty easy to defend. And it makes it really hard to sustain anything on offense. Yeah, you might get a 8-yard play here, 10-yard play there, but you're not going to be able to do it and drive it all the way down the field, you know, consistently. And, you know, you got to get those chunk plays, and they're just not – Clemson's offense is unable to do it, and there's an unwillingness to do it, and then they say they're playing too high safety or whatever. But the thing is, if you put Latson on the outside of the fly pattern and have him do a stop and go, and then you have Ross on the inside and cut it in, the safety's going to have to be drawn to Ross. So Latson's going to be left one-on-one. And with DJ's arm, you know, Latson's always open when they throw it deep.
Well, you know, but remember the other element of this is the protection element, which has been very shoddy in the early part of the season too. So, you know, and it takes time to run vertical routes. So I think it's a combination of factors that seems to change a little on a game by game basis based on what the opposing defense is doing. So, you know, look, I think eventually they'll figure out, and you're not wrong. I mean, this offense is not producing any big plays. It's the way it is. And this offense was always built around the notion of producing big plays. In fact, at times this coaching staff has really harped on the need to produce more big plays. But right now, it's not producing any.
You know, and the sad thing is, like, the blocking, it's on the whole offense. Every single group is just not up to snuff. Be it running backs or the offensive line or the wide receivers. Davis Allen, yeah, he's a good blocker, okay. But, like, that's one guy in your whole offense. You got to have, like, the whole team blocking well. And I don't understand what it is, you would think, because, like, T. Higgins is one of the best blockers we've ever seen here. And against Chicago, he was dominating all the guys he was blocking against. And it just, you know, I don't get it. I know the coaches certainly seem like they're capable of it. Maybe the players just aren't getting it. And
the wide receivers aren't blocking at all downfield. And you don't, you said a million times for a million years, there are no big runs without wide receivers blocking downfield. And that was something Coach Sweeney talked about today on one of the Shipley runs.
But also when there's no threat of a vertical, when there's no vertical threat, it makes it much more difficult because if
it compresses the field.
That you're not, yeah, it makes it so, and, but if you have that, then it makes it much easier for the blockers to block once they have that fear in their mind that this guy might go past me. So it's just a snowball effect. And really, Tony Elliott's got to start opening up a little bit. But just one more thing, Walt. As far as Florida State goes, I'm not going to, like, I actually feel sorry for them. You know, as much as I hate them. No, like, I go on war. I mean, I'll check out, like, on YouTube, War Chant TV. Yeah. And, like, everybody has turned against the team, even the media that covers them. And they know that that's going to, like, probably hamper their ability to get interviews and stuff. But, like, the fans, everybody has turned on the program after the last 2 weeks. And, you know, they're headed for 2-10. So you go 3-6, 2-10, you're not keeping any recruits. You know, if you go 2-10, they're all going to, you know, decommit and go elsewhere. And I think him not retaining Kendall Briles was, like, the stupidest move ever, because Arkansas this past week, KJ Jefferson, who I never thought I would say this about, had 13 completions for 366 yards. That's like close to 30 yards average completion. And it's Kendall Briles. And I don't know what Norvell was thinking, telling him to walk and wanting to get his own guy in there. But on the offensive side and defensive side, their play calling is so suspect and always at the big times of the game when it matters. And it just, that has to fall on his shoulders.
That's fair. Thank you, Clemson Dominates. Good job. Right. Appreciate the call. Yep. There's something to that. Robert, how are you?
Well, what's going on? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, welcome back, Robert.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Virginia football. Now, Bronco Mendenhall, he would really mess the number situation up for everybody if he was in charge, because he likes to evaluate his players and let them pick their numbers. So I'm not in favor of that. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But going to numbers, have you noticed how many zeros are out there every game you watch?
I mean, that's
true. It
seems
like every position is a zero. But my question was targeting. I know you don't like to put your two cents in, whatever, the referees and whatnot, but is targeting not becoming an offensive, not a weapon, but I mean, it favors the offense?
You know,
the defensive player is completely just, I mean, the offensive player knows where he's going and he can actually create a situation if he wanted to.
Well, look, I've actually seen more offensive targeting calls in the last couple weeks than I'd ever seen before. So they actually are starting to call that on offense some. But, you know, but for the most part, I get your point. Look, I've been dissatisfied with this forever. I think we're so far removed from what the original intent was. And the original intent was intent. And it's very easy to watch and see when a player launches himself, when he's demonstrating intent, when he's clearly...
Right. Including the offensive.
Right. Yeah. When they're clearly out to injure somebody. And that's fine. That player can be disqualified. But other than that, most of these collisions are accidental collisions. And I get that it's designed for player safety and you want to see what you hit what you see and all that. I get it all. But I also think that you have to understand that many of these collisions are not pre-planned. The offensive player ducks his head at the last minute. You have moving objects moving at a high rate of speed and they accidentally collide. I think there's got to be room just to penalize it without the ejection of the players. The ejection part is the part that I'm displeased with. I'm fine with calling the 15-yard penalty, but the ejection part should go. Now, if you want to make it that a player that gets called twice for it in one game gets ejected, okay. All right, I'm okay with that.
Right.
But other than that, the ejection part needs to go. And what's really... What is really damning to this whole process, and I can't stand, is when they eject kids from bowl games for it. Because that may be that kid's last shot. He may have played his whole life to get to that moment, and you're going to eject him based on an accidental collision. It's too much power in the hands of officials. That should stop unless it's clearly flagrant, and anybody can tell when it's clearly flagrant versus just a sort of a football act.
I agree. I totally agree. One last thing, I'll let you go, Walt. Did you see any of the Virginia-North Carolina game?
I did.
What an explosion of offense. I mean, where were the defenses?
Yeah.
And I know where one defense was because Alonzo made the sin of the world, came out in a press conference and called North Carolina's line soft. That is, I mean, I'm 59 years old and I played football, and 40 years ago, you don't tell the opposing team before you play them what's wrong with them.
Yeah. And from a game standpoint, the distinction in the game was that North Carolina was able to run the ball and Virginia wasn't.
Exactly. But, I mean, Armstrong has the best game of his life and still loses the game.
Armstrong, I put Armstrong in my top 10 Heisman candidates this morning. Hey, Robert, good talking to you.
He looks good.
Yep.
All right,
thank you,
man.
Yeah, Armstrong's been terrific. We're actually going to talk about that on the other side and more. You can get in 654-7627. Hey, before we get a break, listen up, sports bettors. Walt Tiptula here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get back in on the action. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. You need a sports book with integrity, longevity. You need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now, mention WCCP, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Listen, go to now to BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today and start betting with America's favorite sports book. That's BetUS.com. Enter WCCP. BetUS.com, where the game begins. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Ralph Hayes Toyota, the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, has your choice of select rental vehicles. Choose from full-size trucks, including Tundras and four-wheel drive Tacomas, midsize hybrid minivans like the 40 miles to the gallon Sienna, even trucks with tow hitches. Whether tailgating at Death Valley or a trip to the beach, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has the rental vehicle you want. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer for over 70 years.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
There is security, and then there is serious security. When it comes to protecting the important things like the rock, there is only one choice. SecureView 24 from Priority One Security. SecureView 24 integrates live video with our central monitoring station, keeping you protected and connected during alarms. Call Priority One Security and ask about your exclusive SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Everybody ready to hit the road? We want to get to the stadium and plenty of time to set up and tailgate.
Honey, the toilet is backed up again!
You're not missing this game.
Dad, I'm ready to go.
Mom, Chad is splashing around the water.
Hello, Roto-Rooter. My family and I are on the way out the door and our toilet is backed up.
Even on game day, Roto-Rooter has you covered. Call 288-7686. Game day and every day, touchdown!
Hi, folks. Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Easley at Woodmont. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on the Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week. Just log on to WCCPFM.com and vote in our online poll presented by Stephen Fisher Allstate. Are you in good hands?
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, ammo, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns, tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $9. Don't miss the Great American Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. The Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin King Jr. Boulevard. Tell your friends, be there.
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. AltoIRA.com/SPORTS.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, hey, hey.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You know, this is a real problem, Rona, and I'm not going to get into this, and I'm not going to argue with you people who view it differently, because I don't care. I mean, I've made my case. I mean, people know I am conservative to the point of I don't like any government intervention. But, you know, Tiger for Life writes, Rona, he writes, my dad lives in Clemson, father of two, Clemson grad, had lung removed, cancer, having chemo, having issues, might be sepsis, infection. Doctor can't admit him to the hospital because of so many COVID patients. And the message is, you know, get vaccinated. That's the message. And that's what he's, Tiger for Life is asking. Our thoughts and prayers are with your dad, Tiger for Life. And again, look, I've said this before, and it's America. You can do what you want, but and you can believe whatever you want, but the most patriotic thing you can do for your country right now is to get vaccinated. Just is. You know, we've had over 700,000 dead. That's it. Done. Tex said, we fans have lost touch with reality. This is the best era of Clemson football. This team will be fine. Tweaks will be made. Players will get comfortable, and the coaches will gain more trust in the players. Yeah, look, I think that's true. I think as the season goes on, it will get better. The dilemma is that the second toughest game on the schedule comes up this weekend. At least it appears so. It appears so. Georgia fan says nobody beats callers drawing up plays. Sure, the staff hasn't considered that play. Good Lord, please blow out NC State and make it stop. And I'm a Georgia fan. That's Thor in the 706. You're welcome, Tiger for Life. I really, thoughts and prayers are with your dad. I hope he gets the care he needs. And comes through it all. Marcel.
Hey, Walt, good afternoon. Happy Tuesday, buddy.
How are you, Marcel? It's good to have you on a Tuesday.
Yes, I miss you, and I'm good. I'm sorry about yesterday. Ramona told me it's okay to have college football on Tuesday, but except for the week three is what would be taking place on Saturday, I promise you. But I'm here for your Tuesday's installment of Mondays with Marcel. If you give me 6 minutes, I'll give you everything Clemson Athletics from start to finish. So, Clemson football fans, listen up. Freshman running back Will Shipley scored 2 touchdowns as the number 6-ranked Clemson Tigers use a late defensive stand to hold on for a 14-8 victory over the 2-1 Georgia Tech, the Tigers' 30th conservative home victory. The win extends its school record for both longest home winning streak and the longest home unbeaten in school history. Get this, the game saw with a lightning delay at 1:52 with 32 to play in the first. After Heath's first touchdown in the first, Georgia Tech capped the Tigers' close route, getting on the board first with a field goal after a lightning delay. The Jackets score all 8 of their points after the delay and recovered an onside kick with 1:19 to play in the game, and the Tigers ahead by 8. However, Clemson defense would hold as the Yellow Jackets would stop on 4th and goal at a 2-yard line. The Tigers defense has yet to surrender an offensive touchdown this season. Now, Carmelia, or should I say Sim Gala, will make 2 field goals of 22 yards for Georgia Tech with their final 2 points coming on the safety late in the game. With his two rushing touchdowns in the game, Shipley became the first Clemson player to rush for multiple touchdowns in multiple games as a true freshman since Ntene in 2017. He finished the night with 21 carriers for 88 yards and two touchdowns. So the player of the morning, the player of the afternoon will be our own Will Shipley. Yes, indeed. Will Clemson will play its first true road game of the 2021-22 season this Saturday when the Tigers facing NC State. That game is slated for a 3:30 Eastern kickoff on ESPN. And on October the 2nd, back home with the Tigers host Boston College for homecoming. Wow. I have to say, well, homecoming for Boston College? It's on October the 2nd. Oh, my birthday is not go far away yet, so almost. And lastly, the ACC announced today that linebacker LaVonta Bentley and running back Will Shipley are two honors. The weekly linebacker and rookie of the week have earned the ACC players honors for their performances in Clemson's 14-8 win against Georgia Tech on Saturday.
You know, Bentley was terrific, and he's good all the time. I mean, more of him is not a bad thing.
Right on there, dude. Right on. Clemson has now earned a total of 545 weekly honors since 6-8. Yes, including four honors this season. Linebacker James Salosky secured ACC Linebacker of the Week honors following Clemson's season opener against Georgia, and he earned ACC Rookie of the Week for his performance against South Carolina State. Well, your Tuesdays, Mondays with Marcel has come to an end. Follow me on Twitter at AfterDarkMarcel for all the latest, or you can find me on Facebook, Marcel Marek Today, and on Instagram. I'll be back Monday. That's next week for you, Walt and Ramona. I promise. No nap. Just great segment. I promise you.
Bye, Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel.
See you next week.
Thank you, Marcel. Great work as always. Back to the phones, and it is Greg. You know, and I've had people write me now. I've had Clemson Sports Talk wrote me on Brian Brzee, and we'll find out what Greg has to say, but. But he wrote me and said, Brzee's reasoning behind wanting the number 11 is he wants to continue the legacy left behind the last Clemson starter, where number 11, proudly former Tiger and current Arizona Cardinal Isaiah Simmons. Is that your understanding, Greg?
I have no idea, Mr. Deptula. That's not why I called.
Oh, well, you know, that's what Ramona has written here. She has Clemson number 11.
No.
Okay, no. I'm lost. I thought you mentioned that. Must have been someone else.
I just said the number conversation, but it really is not even about that.
Oh,
so I
okay.
can hang up
All
and
right.
call back in. And show back in.
Okay.
When the caller was talking to you about going back and forth about the number thing.
Yeah.
He was. Anyway, the part that cracked me up was he said, Brady's kind of had his way for the last 20 years, and we just glossed right over that. Like, yeah, Brady's been around two decades. What about it? I just thought that was funny.
And no one's even talking about his age anymore because he's probably the best quarterback in the National Football League at the age of 44. So, you know, unless he gets hurt, you know what's going to happen? He is going to set an all-time single-season record for the most touchdown passes ever thrown in a year, and he's going to do it at the age of 44 because I think he's going to throw 60 touchdown passes. He's thrown 9 in 2 weeks, and I think they're just getting warmed up. And, you know, remember when he was with the Patriots, he was the master of the quarterback sneak down at the goal line. It doesn't seem like Tampa wants him to do that. So instead of quarterback sneaking, they're throwing from the one.
That's crazy. Crazy. But you probably have made these comments, but I didn't hear them. Just what you thought about Trevor Lawrence this past Sunday. His performance, maybe progression or whatever.
Well, it's still rough. I mean, it's, you know, he's going through some of the same things at the pro level that DJ is going through at the college level. And, you know, and that some of these other quarterbacks are going through, especially when they go up against elite defensive minds. Like, you know, for example, Zach Wilson went up against the Patriots. Well, we knew that wasn't going to go well. Bill Belichick has never lost a game to a rookie quarterback. So you knew, you know, they would show him things that he hasn't seen. And then his team didn't help him either, because they turned a couple of deflected balls into interceptions. But Trevor threw one pick, and quite honestly, could have thrown three or four more. And it's just, it's a learning stage for guys like Trevor and Zach Wilson, especially because, you know, they went to bad teams. And so, you know, this is going to be a part of a growing phase, and it's not going to happen overnight. He'll have moments where he looks great and you see all the talent, and then he's going to have other moments that look like regression. And they're not just they're not really regression. It's just, you know, it's learning all the different elements of the game, including the speed of the game.
Right.
You know, so
yep.
It's going to take a while. Yeah. It's going to take a while. I mean, neither of these guys got to go to like the 49ers like Trey Lance did, or to the New England Patriots as Mac Jones did.
Yeah. Well, I'm a fan of numbers, and I remind myself Peyton Manning threw 28 his
Correct.
Rookie year.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's a big jump. But anyway, I appreciate you letting me get in despite the confusion.
And by the way, Greg, so that was the number for Manning, 28. I knew it was in the 20s, and I couldn't remember what the second number was. It was 28?
I couldn't swear to it. I didn't look it up, but I heard someone talking on TV the other day, and I'm pretty
it's
sure
definitely 20 something.
That.
It was definitely 20 something. Yeah. It was really high. Hey, Greg, I got to run. Appreciate the call. Good job. Quick break. Alex, you're up first.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Let's talk about game changers. Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Get 0% for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0% for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0% for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the Upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit NickLaveryLaw.com For more information, and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers!
Edwards Ford in Walhalla does things different, and that includes the ultimate customer experience. Edwards Ford has recently launched the Edwards Car Care Club, which includes exclusive perks like a free lifetime powertrain warranty on any new vehicle purchase, free vehicle delivery within 150 miles of their dealership, free first-year maintenance, and even a no-questions-asked 3-day exchange policy. Visit Edwards Auto now and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla, and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Everlawn Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
It's practical, it's smart, and it's so easy. It's Diamonds Direct's most amazing offer ever. Right now, for a limited time,